With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
I also understand that he had posted revenge porn about her. He had taken nude photos and posted them. Just so many red flags.
And what's interesting about that is I have another clip where he talks about that and he tries to give his narrative. It's a contradiction because he actually sent her an email. The sister has a copy of the email, and it's in some of these documents where he apologizes because he slashed her tires and posted a nude photo of her for an hour, and then he took it down. Not that bad. And admits to it. In this clip, he says, no, I didn't do that. It's all lies. Take a look.
My wife was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder, schizophrenia, dependent personality disorder, and several other diagnoses by different doctors at different times all throughout the past 7 years. The two diagnoses that stayed with her every single year was schizophrenia and bipolar 2. Bipolar 2 is where you're super high and you want to give away $1,000. You know, the low is you want to end your life. And she went super high and super low many, many times over the years. And it was a struggle, almost a constant struggle, but we got through it. We got through it. And the schizophrenia is where she would hear voices or talk to people that were not there. She'd play chess with people that were not there without a chessboard. She would sometimes forget who I was or forget that I was her husband. She'd forget who she was. Or forget that she was my wife. Sometimes she'd forget who her family is, things like that. And on March 11th, remember that date because you super sleuths out there are going to need to know that date for the future. But on March 11th, something happened that kind of forever changed the course of our lives. And she went really deep into the schizophrenia and was delusional and accusing me of certain things, slashing tires or sending a naked picture or stalking her or things like that I didn't do. And I found an Apple AirTag in my car, in my truck that week. And I assumed it was hers because I would keep seeing her pop up where I was at. Here's a video of I was at a gas station on March 13th, and I look up and I see this very beautiful woman in a car that I've never seen before. And I learned quickly, of course, it was my wife. And she was hiding out or spying or something, and began videotaping me. And so I videotaped her videotaping me. It's sad that the mental illness is sad, but we managed to always find lightheartedness in life in spite of it. And we always got through it. And I would do things like sometimes I had to play into the delusion, like pretend like I was a double agent who quit their job to marry this, you know, beautiful girl. And I'd have to show her our marriage license. And one time I even wrote a resignation to an agency saying that I can no longer work for you because I fell in love and wanted to get married and things like that. It would help her take her medicine when she would come off of it. And I learned that about 2 years into the marriage. And we worked hard to keep her on her medicine. We worked very hard to keep her enjoying her life. She didn't have to cook a single meal. She didn't have to clean. She didn't have to work. She just had to take her medicine and enjoy her life. And we did our best with what we had. But
just a vomit of information in that that clip. What do you make of that?
Well, he's mixing a lot of things up. So when it comes to diagnosis, I wouldn't go to him to ask him to tell you if I'm bipolar 2 or schizophrenic or whatever. He's kind of garbled all that. Mm-hmm. And interesting, he's saying that she was bipolar, but he's the one in another clip I saw that was talking about his 900 milligrams of lithium he takes mm-hmm. daily, which is a medication for bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. So do you have two people who had mental health problems who found each other? Quite possible. But yeah, I'm concerned about all the different things that I've read about him. Apparently, they got together when she was still underage, a younger teenage girl. He was a much older guy. There's a history of that. I understand that there's an ex-wife who's made a lot of charges about his behavior. So, yeah, I'm suspicious about him.
Yeah, the ex-wife talks about, because Micah was the nanny for them and met when they were, she was 15. He was, I believe, 28. I believe that was his age. And then they had an affair. I don't know if this happened while she was underage, but apparently, according to the ex-wife, there's accusations in a court filing that he admitted to having inappropriate contact with underage girls, having prostitutes, and also other affairs as well. So not like, you know, Mr. You know, Godly here, although he wants to portray himself as that. He's just continuing to put this in. And what I found really weird about that clip is, and you super sleuths out there, you got to remember this date. It feels like he's getting some enjoyment out of this, out of talking about this publicly, of his wife's death and people paying attention to him. The attention is on him.
Yeah.
I mean, her obituary, half of it's about him, about how great of a husband he was and how great of a preacher he was, and some of the material things that she had. Very, you know, weirdly passive-aggressive, you know, bragging in it. It's all just... I mean, obviously someone who's that narcissistic doesn't even see that they're doing it, but it was, it's very bizarre. It's so much is about him and a topic where people are looking at you, buddy, going, did you have something to do with this? Why are you spinning the wheel on this more and more? What do you think about his, you know, just his persona that he's putting out there about all of it?
Yeah, he's really somebody who wants to be in charge of the story. Mm-hmm. And when he probably feels like he's not in charge of the story, he just amps up and tries harder and harder and harder and puts more material out there. But he really strikes me as, you know, the kind of person that we've seen so often who tries to become a religious leader, but it's really about the power and control that they have. And again, they find these kind of fringe religious groups or churches and they sell themselves to people in that way.
Yeah. I mean, he's very charismatic in his delivery, has all the answers. I want to play one more clip. This is from her funeral service. And I find it cringy because, I don't know, I mean, we've seen a lot of legit crying. We've seen a lot of fake crying. And I can't say whether or not he's legitimately crying in this or not. But he does tend to focus on two main things. She's severely mentally ill. And she's hot. Those are the two things he says over and over. He's pointing out how pretty she is, how beautiful she is. She won this beauty pageant. She won that beauty pageant. And those are like the main things he speaks of this woman over and over and over. Let's take a look at this clip.
She was so creative. Everything she did was so creative. What's the next picture? She'd stop. We'd be on the way to like a show or something. She said, stop. I got to get a picture. I said, we're going to be late. She said, I don't care. What's the next picture? Next picture. So one of the things she did for me is I'm a comic guy, right? So this is things she did that was just out of the givingness of her. She dressed up like Mystique, the last one. So the next picture, she loved this picture. That was the funniest picture in the world.
I don't know if he's a murderer or, and I just don't know, or if this is something, he's extremely opportunistic on this, mm-hmm. where, because she did go and buy the gun that day. The shell casings mm-hmm. are, I don't know how to explain that. That's where the investigators need to do their thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he is a murderer by any means. We don't know. I'm going to let the investigators do what they're going to do. But it does feel like he's very opportunistic of taking advantage of a horrible tragedy, if she did in fact take her own life, and trying to make it all about him and look at this beautiful woman that I had mm-hmm. and feel bad for me, which in itself is also yeah. insanely sick.
Yeah, very, very true. That's definitely what he's doing. And I had seen other clips of him, again, also describing her beauty. And the guy just comes off very strange. And he's not doing himself any favors with continuing to
yeah.
to make videos and talk about it.
He even on social media, he's talking about releasing like 350 pieces of evidence, a new piece every couple of days. So stay tuned. Of why he wasn't involved in this. Okay, great. That's still really freaking mm-hmm. weird to do that. Like,
mm-hmm. very, very.
Yeah, I don't know. It just makes you shake your head. And you know, some people you can't explain. It doesn't make them a murderer, but it doesn't make them a very wonderful human being either. I don't know. It's a weird
no.
one.
No, and feel free to use my diagnostic label for him. Fruit loop.
Fruit loop.
Kind of a fruit loop. Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.